For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 2 minutes after the hour, final hour of Power right here on a Tuesday afternoon. Craig Hoffman an hour away. Game one, Eastern Conference quarterfinals in the books. Caps win in overtime 3-2. Ovechkin finally gets it done in overtime. And the NFL draft now 2 nights away. That's right. A little more than 48 hours away. Let's get out to Command Land in Ashburn. Adam Peters, general manager, Lance Newmark, assistant GM, meeting the media.
So cool because it's the whole organization. It's not just myself, not just Lance. It's the everybody, right? But it starts with the scouts and the college scouts, and they're working tirelessly from really, you know, starting now and until next year's draft on all the guys that we're going to be picking for next year. So I'd like to single those folks out and then a few others, and then we can get rolling. But first, the gentleman to my right here, Lance Newmark. Thank you. Our assistant GM, Scott Fitter, has done a great job. He came over from Carolina and has been an outstanding resource to our staff, and really cool to have him here. Doug Williams, you all know him. He's fantastic, and the same thing, like just a great sounding board for myself, for all our staff, a great person to look up to, and he's also really understands our players that are in this building and then in the draft as well. David Blackburn, who we just hired as our director of player personnel this last year, has done an excellent job. Tim Gribble, our director of college scouting, he's going to be like the most fun guy at the draft party after the draft because he's put in so much work, watched tirelessly. There's so many guys and so many prospects and aggregate so much information. So really thankful for what he's done this year. Jeff Beathard, our national scout. We got Tyler Clater, our Blesto scout, and Chuck Cookie. If you guys don't know this, he was awarded the CO Bracato Lifetime Achievement Award for scouting, and it was a big deal. He was given an award at the combine. If you see him, please congratulate him. And he's also just found out it's his 40th draft, so it's pretty darn cool. DeJuan Jones, another national scout. Pete Piccarelli, Dustin Reagan, Ron Rose, and Paul Skansky, and then Roger Terry is our college scouting staff. So awesome. It's an awesome group of guys, really fun to be around. It's great when they're in the building. They came in here for 2 weeks and then left for Easter. Now they're back here for this week. So they've been away from their families a lot, and then especially this month, but they're working really hard. And so just wanted to single them out. And then just everybody else, the R&D department, CNU and our football solutions team, the developers, creating a really cool scouting database for us. Then you get the coaches involved, and the coaches are incredible. They work really hard in the draft. Video, IT, the doctors, football ops, equipment, the kitchen. Connor, you guys know those guys. They cook for all of us. Dylan and his team, team security, and then last but not least, our guy over here, Sean. So, but I'm honestly like, it's everybody. Then that's what's so cool about the draft. So I just wanted to thank everybody. And then last but not last is our friends in D.C., the Caps. Congratulations on the win last night. Congratulations to our friend Spencer, and best of luck to them and Ovi. That was incredible last night. I've become a huge Caps fan since I've been here, so best of luck to them. Now, anything?
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, and and go Caps.
Go Caps. All right, let's go.
All right, John Keim, ESPN. Looking before we turn to this year, looking back at last year's class, because as Dan said, you know, guys take that year one to year two jump, and with only five picks, a lot of the improvement's going to come from that group. So I'm curious if you could talk about it, both you guys could talk about a couple guys in particular, about the expectations for this year. Jerzan, Ben Sinnott, and then Jordan McGee.
Yeah, those guys, it's cool that you asked about those three, because all three of them have been here working in this building for quite some time. You know, even we just started today with the off-season program, but they've been working their tails off really for the last couple of months. I see them in here almost every day. So really excited about each of their future. You know, they're the right types of guys. They're the guys we want. They're commanders. Yeah. And so I think you'll see a big jump in each and every one of those guys play this year.
Yeah, I would echo that. They're three guys that are extremely dedicated to getting better. Like you said, they're commanders. They've worked really hard this offseason to improve, you know, physically, mentally, every part of the game. They want to be contributors next year, and they're doing everything they can to do that. So they're definitely wired the right way, and they've worked really hard to be in position to do that.
And I'm also curious, for Adam, like, what has been your experience going when you're trying to vet a guy that has a quote-unquote character concerns? Like, what's the process you go through to come to a conclusion that, like, okay, he's good or they're not so good? You know, what kind of research do you put into that, and, you know, how do you get comfortable with the decision?
Yeah, that's a great question, excuse me. And it really starts with the scouts, and that's where, like, all the hours that they put in and all the information, all the people they talk to with the schools and the players' hometown and everywhere else, they dig up anything they can to find out what makes each of these guys tick. And so you say a character concern, and you know, we drafted a guy in San Francisco who had character concerns, and he turned out to be one of the best players at his position, one of the best teammates I've ever seen, one of the best locker room guys, and just an outstanding human being. So you got to be careful where you get that information and who's giving you that information, and know your sources and all of that. But each character concern is really case by case, and you really figure out what the incident, if it's an incident, what it was, why that happened, find out all the information from them, from everybody you can, in order to make the best decision for your team. So, and there's, you know, there's a wide spectrum of character concerns. From, you have off the field things, you have football character, there's not really character, but then like mental and learning that you look into. So all those different things play into it, but everything is case by case, and try to get as much information as you can.
With only five picks going into this, are you hoping to trade back?
I'm hoping to trade back. Well, we talked about this at the owners' meetings a little bit, and you're really open to everything, and you're open to moving up if the right move's up. If Abdul Carter falls to 27, I might want to try to move up too and get him. but I mean, if there's a great player that we want to sit and pick, we'll do that. But if there's an opportunity to move back, then we're certainly open to that too. You know, with five picks, like you said, that's something you'd like to do, is add picks. But you always have to have somebody who wants to come up too, and we'll find that out. We're making those calls this week, and we'll have an idea of who wants to come up, and if we want to do that, and we'll also have an idea of who wants to move back in the first round ahead of us, and so we'll know what we can do there.
I believe last year you indicated that if a player you're taking in the first round, you'd like them to start and have an immediate impact. Along those lines, are there positions that you typically don't like to draft in the first round? I mean, do you usually like to stick to premium positions in the first round, or is it situational?
I think you could really go anywhere in the first round. Last year we went quarterback. I don't think we'll do that this year, but I think what we've done is we've made ourselves given ourselves optionality to pick anywhere. So I don't think we have a philosophy of going premium positions or quote unquote premium positions in any round. It's really just trying to pick the best commander for us that's going to help us the most.
David Aldridge with The Athletic. I'm wondering, I know every year is different. Every team's built organically. You can't depend on what happened 2 years ago or 3 years ago. But the fact that you all did have so much success bringing in guys on short contracts, bringing in veterans on short contracts, does that inform you at all in terms of perhaps we have the right group of people here that can utilize veterans on short deals to continue to build the team and allow us to not have to necessarily have 9 picks every year in a draft to build the team quicker?
Yeah, I think, I think getting, it's all about, a lot of that's about opportunity. And if you can get guys on longer contracts, obviously you'd like to have as many picks as you can. But the way we're structured currently, we'll have to do that for a little bit and do these 1 year deals. But I feel really good about our staff, our scouting staff, and our coaching staff identifying the right guys to get on those 1 year deals. And a lot of those guys we brought back this year, which really proud of and really, really glad that we brought those guys back. So I really have a great trust in those staffs to be able to identify those guys. And, it's not something you want to live and keep doing over and over and over again, but until we get a really good foundation of draft picks throughout over the years, we're going to probably keep doing that. And as long as we bring in the right guys, it's okay.
Yeah, 2 years in a row, we've gone to the combine with our roster in the high 40s and we've been at the draft in the 70s. So, we've really been productive in those 60 days, 2 years in a row. And I think every time we've brought somebody in, we've had a plan for them. Mm-hmm. It's been sincere, like, hey, we think this guy's a chance to do something here. Mm-hmm. And as going back to your original point, I do feel that we have a great foundation here in terms of getting people into this building and maximizing what they have to offer in terms of potential and helping them reach their personal best. I do think it's really good environment for people to develop.
Yeah. Ben Standing with The Athletic for both of you guys. Last year you guys drafted, of your 9 players, 7 were team captains in college. Obviously you clearly like the what comes with that, the leadership and so on. But now that you have a year into this and the culture set and things along those lines, to some degree you're always building. Is that as strict of a situation? Is it like, hey, we've got to get guys who are captains, or is that a little bit less so this year because you already have a bit of a baseline when it comes to culture?
I think you're still always looking for those types of guys, no matter what. Now, the draft isn't always going to fall that way, but I don't think we're ever going to waver from the types of people we want to bring in this building. And whether they are captains in college or not, whether they are leaders or not, quote unquote leaders, people lead different ways. But we're just going to try to bring in good people. And so if they were captains in college, that's great. That shows you something. But if they weren't captains, that doesn't mean they're not leaders and they can't become those and can't become the types of guys we want in our building.
And in terms of the edge class, obviously you guys have done in free agency, you've got a rotation pretty much everywhere. You could say we can play tomorrow, so I get that. But in terms of the edge class, is there anything in particular you might be
You took my answer.
Yeah. Any in particular you might be looking for? Obviously you guys were a little bit deficient last year against the run. You also lost Dante Fowler, get more sacks. Is there anything you kind of looking at with that group in particular that you think you guys need more of this year?
Yeah, it's a deep class, which is cool. There's something, I think, for everybody, whether you're a 4-3, 3-4 team or multiple. There's guys that are great against the pass. There are guys that are really good against the run. So whether you're taking that high in the draft or somewhere deeper, there's going to be some good players there. So that, along with a lot of other positions, we'll be open to taking. And I think what's cool is even though we have some really good players in each of those rooms, whether it's edge or O-line or corner, which I'm sure you guys are going to ask about that too, but we have really good players, but we really – DQ preaches competition. So those guys are going to come in and compete, and the best guys are going to play. And the more good player – you can't have too many good players in a room, I guess.
Chad Ricardo, Fox 5. Around this point in time of the year, we hear the phrase best available thrown around quite often. For the Washington Commanders, how do you all define best available?
Yeah, I think it's probably just the best fit for our team, you know, in terms of how they fit in our locker room, how they fit in our scheme and in what we're looking for. So that could be any position, right? So, you know, kind of, I don't want to keep saying this because Ben made fun of me for saying this, but, you know, we're in a position where we can take the best available and we can stay true to our board. And so we feel really good about that. And so we don't have to reach for a position that we feel we need that we may be talking ourselves into.
This has obviously been a months long process, in some cases a years long process. What would the next 48 hours look like for you all?
That's a great question. It's probably different for every team, and sometimes it's different every year. I think the next 48 hours, we're just really refining our board and just making sure we're challenging ourselves on different scenarios, different things that may come up. You know, really, you know, you got two players right next to each other. Who would you take and why? And talking to the coaches and how would this player fit? You know, does he fit your vision? And so just the board's pretty much set. It's just like a little bit of tinkering here and there. And then you make some phone calls too. You make some phone calls like, okay, you want to come up? Do you want to come down? And just get an idea of what's going to be available for you. So you're not making all those decisions in real time in those 10 minutes that you have. So it's a fun couple of days. It's cool to have all the scouts here and really exciting.
Alan Sandage with 106.1 ESPN Richmond. Mr. Peters, I know you guys emphasize doing your due diligence on your scouting, even through free agency, talking to players and getting their input on some guys. Has there been any input given from players on maybe some draft picks?
There's always some input on draft picks and just kind of like your evaluators, you always kind of trust some guys more than the others. But they're not all created equal in terms of evaluators. But it's actually, we'll listen, you know, you get information anywhere. And so always lean into those guys and their relationships. And hey, will this guy fit in our bloodstream? You know, is this our type of guy? But we don't really get into the skills and technical evaluations like that, but certainly all ears to any information. Yeah.
Chick Hernandez, WSA9, you guys have done this for a while. How different has this process changed with modern technology and all that goes into it? How different is the draft from, say, even, you know, 5-6 years ago?
I thought you were going to go further back.
Well, I was trying to be kind, but I see the grayness, so let's go 10, 15 years.
We probably both go back to carbon paper and certainly beta tapes. Yeah. So a lot's changed, and it's changing every year. You know, even last year, this year, we got a new draft room, which is really cool. A lot of cool bells and whistles in that. So there's always new information out there. It's always evolving, and you're always trying to stay ahead of that and really be on the cutting edge to find any edge to help your team. You know, like you're trying every edge in a game, every edge you can, every little bit of information you can to make the best decisions in scouting and for the draft.
And when you make the pick for a guy in your position, you're going to talk to that commander. What is that moment like when you can hear the hysteria on the other end of the line?
Yeah, the first one was really nerve-wracking, and didn't know what I like wrote down, what I was gonna say, and making sure I said it right and all that. It was a big pick, but then after that, it was really fun. It's actually really cool to hear the joy in the players' voices. Really cool to hear the joy in the background of their family. It gets you emotional. You know, they're emotional. It kind of gets you emotional and makes you really happy. You realize what a big moment it is for them, and they've worked their whole lives to get there, and they have their loved ones around them to celebrate with them. So it ended up being like the coolest part is being making those phone calls for sure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we're going to jump in here. That has been Adam Peters and Assistant General Manager Lance Newmark in Ashburn, courtesy of the Commanders. I'm not trying to be rude here. We didn't really learn much of anything there. I mean, we know they have a new draft room with lots of bells and whistles.
He's still real charming with the press.
Yes. And Adam's a really good guy. I mean, really good dude. Smart football man, obviously. That's most important. But he's not the most overly talkative person, but he is very friendly, very approachable, very human. Everything that Bruce Allen is not, was not, because he was a mishmash robot and a politician was the nice way to refer to Bruce. Adam Peters is not going to tell you much, but he'll do it with a smile, and he'll do it nice.
I mean, no smart
and genuine.
GM is, no smart GM's tipping their hand today, you know?
Right. I don't know if we learned anything. I mean, the board is set, which, of course, it's set. Now they're just doing a little bit of tinkering. Maybe they'll move a name slightly higher if they get some new information, or slightly lower. But you heard him basically list about 20 or 25 names at the top of that. And those guys have been doing, like, that is, not in all cases, but that is their job 75, 80 hours a week, is to break down all the film, to be at practices, to talk to coaches, to talk to players, to talk to assistants, to talk to SIDs, to talk to anyone and everyone that might give them a morsel of information or some sort of something about the character of said person. And the one thing that I continuously think that has changed more and more and more as we go along each and every year is there's probably more work done in that area, in the background, character, personality, work ethic, realm, than certainly there was, let's just say, 15 years ago. And probably even shorter than that, but certainly like...
So much, I think, was overlooked before in the past. Like, if you were just good at football, they didn't really care.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, they didn't have, A, the resources, B, the manpower. And again, you can get people that say, no, he's a good guy. He's a hard worker. But then if you get 8 other people that say... he's not a hard worker. He doesn't love it. You're A, going to trust the greater amount of people that say something similar. B, you're probably going to be skeptical of whoever told you he was a great guy and a hard worker when eight others told you he was a hot dog and kind of not in love with football or doesn't have a burning desire or whatever they tell you. You know, so, like, there's no guarantees. Obviously, we find out all the time that no matter how much work is done, you don't know this one thing. You don't know this one thing. How money is truly going to change, life-changing money. A lot of these guys are now getting paid and have been getting paid for the last couple of years. Jaden Daniels was getting paid, obviously, at LSU. It didn't appear to change him in, really in any sort of way. But not everybody is the same, right? If you're...
I mean,
I don't know if you're getting
a hover mom, you know,
yes,
like a helicopter mom.
Oh,
so that might be part of it.
Very much, very much. But I guess what I'm saying is, if you are getting, I don't know, $20,000 per semester NIL deal at from a car dealership, just for argument's sake, in Iowa, and then all of a sudden you sign a four-year rookie contract for $3 million, there's a big difference, right? That could change people. So that's the one thing that you hope to be able to gather enough of, but that you really can't test all the time. Other than that, scouts with eye on the ground, or with boots on the ground and eyes in the right place and the ears of multiple people can probably get a really good feel about one's work ethic, one's football IQ, one's passion. But what you can't, again, then say is, all right, if a guy is kind of, you know, he doesn't have that burning, burning desire, but he's fine. He's good. But then he gets paid. Does he have the same motivation? Does he have the same chip on his shoulder? Does he have the same will and desire to keep climbing that mountain, that ladder? You know, that's why there's still mistakes made. Not to mention when a dude gets money and can start going out to dinner and whatever else they do, do they hook up with bad people? Do they put themselves in bad situations that maybe they didn't put themselves in while they were dealing with academics, while they were dealing with more policing, if you will, or more supervision, while maybe they were underage and didn't quite have the ability to go out and drink legally? All of that stuff. While they were in the cocoon of a college campus. Not that you can't get in trouble there. Of course you can. But it's a little bit different when you can go out of the facility, make a right, and less than a mile later, you're at One Loudoun, and there's 40 places to get your swerve on.
And none of them want you to pay.
And
all the girls want to talk to you.
Yes, all of that. Oh, what it must be like to be a football player. 26 minutes after the hour, thanks to, again, Lance Newmark and Adam Peters. Any reaction to that? I don't think we really learned anything. I started thinking about doing a drinking game two shots in when they said, you know, we want them to be a commander. And then they stopped saying that. They must have been reading my tweets. They all of a sudden stopped saying that, which kind of blew up my bit. Kind of disappointing because I wanted to get drunk. No, I'm only teasing. I got a long drive ahead on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.